Most told me hedgehogs have no business being on the roads.
As Diana Dvorská's dedication to the little creatures began by chance when she was in hospital in the winter of 1970. During a walk outside, she discovered an abandoned hedgehog pup in the snow, which she took to her room. Later, she founded a shelter in her home in Prague, housing up to 60 specimens before moving outside the capital. Today, she takes care of hundreds of the creatures each year. Unfortunately, encroaching suburbia and city life have not helped. Diana Dvorská again.
People have less and less sense for this kind of thing. Perfectly trimmed gardens, no bushes or undergrowth, and that drives the hedgehogs out. It happens that you see a hedgehog in town or even on Wenceslas Square. The situation with people and their attitudes towards animals is worse every year, and I don't think it will get better. People still bring me hedgehogs. During peak times, in the shelter, there can be up to 170 of them. There are actually different kinds of hedgehogs, Western and Eastern types. The Western are more relaxed. Only 1 in 100 is aggressive. The Eastern are a lot more aggressive and pushy, but also tougher, rummaging around and feeding in 10 degrees. In the shelter, I keep them apart.
According to Zdena Dvorská, the eastern types of hedgehog are now predominant, though she does care for many western ones. Many of the western types apparently died in droves during the 2002 floods. Now it's time for this week's Talking Points, and that's brought to you by Pavla Horáková.
Today's programme will concern a topic from which modern Western societies tend to shy away. Death is usually mentioned in the media only when violence or severe diseases are involved. But as a natural part of human existence, death and burial deserve their share of attention, especially as the customs and ceremonies around them can tell a lot about different cultures. For example, did you know that as much as 75% of Czechs choose to be cremated after death, and that this number is the highest in Europe? The tradition goes back a long way.
Well, we can consider the December the 8th of 1899 as the founding date of the Association of Cremation. It was still in the time of Austria-Hungary. And we can consider the Prague physicist and hygienist Dr. Jindřich Záhor as the most important person promoting cremation in the Czech lands. The official year of foundation is 1909.
Radka Kučírková of the Czech Cremation Association, or Společnost Přátel Žehu, which is celebrating its 95th anniversary in 2004. At the turn of the 19th century, many famous Czech personalities from all walks of life contributed to the promotion of cremation.
The other pioneers were Josef Scheiner, who was later the chairman of Sokol, that was the Organization for Physical Education, then municipal engineer Ludvík Čížek and the poet Josef Václav Sládek, and also the director of the National Theatre, Jaroslav Kvapil.
The movement promoting cremation gained on popularity rapidly in the early years, thanks to its central ideas which appealed to the revived Czech nation. Radka Kučírková.
The main idea behind the movement was coming back to the original Slovenic burials, and also the great aspect was hygiene and saving the place for cremated remains.
Although cremation had many supporters in the second decade of the 20th century, the Austro-Hungarian authorities did not allow it, and those who wished to be cremated after death had to arrange for it outside the empire. Nevertheless, the bureaucrats in Vienna had no objections whatsoever to a crematorium being built in Bohemia, even though it could not carry out cremations.
It was not legal, but in 1915 and 1917 was built the first crematorium in Liberec, even if the cremation was not allowed and people had to wait till the 1st of April 1919, where was the law approved by the National Parliament. And after that date, there was the first legal cremation carried out on 31st of October 1919 in Liberec.
Within a year of the announcement of the Czechoslovak Republic, cremation became almost an everyday reality. The movement was strengthened by a new social phenomenon, as Radka Kučírková of the Czech Cremation Association explains.
That was because of the foundation of an independent church, the Czechoslovak Church, after the 1918. And this church started to build new chapels. And as a part of these chapels were built suitable places. They were called columbaria, and it was suitable place for placing urns of the cremated remains.
The aspect of hygiene and saving the soil for the living, as the slogan went, attracted thousands and thousands of supporters of cremation in Czechoslovakia between the world wars. Many new crematoria were built, and the Czech Cremation Association counted its members in hundreds of thousands.
It's quite natural because it was quite a new thing at that time, so people were interested in new things, and also there was big advantage of from the economical point of view, because the membership fee for young people were very low, which was very good for them, and it was also one of the reasons why people wanted to be members of cremation association. And at present we are having approximately 25,000 members.
In the 1930s, Czechoslovakia became strongly involved in the international cremation movement. Radka Kučírková.
There was a big international congress in September 1936, organized in Prague. That was the big initiative for founding International Cremation Federation that was a year after founded in London. It was the year 1937. And this International Cremation Federation has got a status with the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations.
To this day, the Czech Cremation Association is a member of the International Cremation Federation. The benefits of the membership have been mutual. The Czechs have learned from their colleagues abroad and also came up with one important contribution of their own in the 1960s. The reason was a growing popularity of cremation and a lack of suitable burial grounds.
The Czech Cremation Association was on one hand promoting the cremations and on the other hand it had to solve this problem. So the Czech Cremation Association accepted the way of spreading the ashes or the cremains at the special meadows, which was taken from Great Britain, and it was legalized in Czechoslovakia in 1959. And in 1964, Czechoslovakia came with a new way of cremated remains disposal and started to put the cremains into a special plot of ground dedicated for scattering ashes. And this special plot were founded because of the weather conditions, different weather conditions in Czechoslovakia, and also it was because anonymity was removed at that time, so people could put ashes or cremains of several members of the family into one plot.
The promoters of the movement at the turn of the 19th century would surely welcome the fact that their ideal would have become a norm in this country in 100 years' time. The number of cremations is extraordinarily high compared to the rest of the world, but, according to Radka Kučírková of the Czech Cremation Association, it is not expected to grow anymore.
We have been having 75% of cremations done each year, which is quite a big and stable number, and we do not expect any big increase because we still suppose that 20 and 25% will go on with traditional burial at normal graves, and it is because of family tradition or religion. It's mainly at country lands and villages. There is this tradition still living.
Another interesting fact is that since the split of Czechoslovakia, Slovakia has dropped much lower in the international statistics, with only around 12% opting for cremation. Radka Kučírková explains.
It's because of the religion, because of the Roman Catholic religion that is still very strong at Slovakia. So they do not have much cremation in there.
Thanks to its international ties, the Czech Cremation Association can offer its services not only to the citizens of the Czech Republic, but also to expatriates who wish to be united after death with their relatives in the country of their origin.